Baseball is on the air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS, the Class C1 District 3 championship ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Scouts out of David City as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, you guys just one loss this year, 21-1 on the season. Obviously, things are going well into the district championship tonight.
No, most definitely. We're definitely playing as good as we played all year, and we're shooting the basketball at a high level right now. And, I guess you can see the focus even a little sharper in practice every time we go out there. The kids have just really responded well to all the things that they've had going on here in the last couple of years, and haven't let any of that so-called pressure build up or anything. They've just went about their business in a very business-like manner and done what we've asked and put themselves in a great position.
So you guys are in great shape to qualify for the boys' state tournament, but I'm sure the district championship is a foremost on the line tonight.
Yeah, that's our main goal with the district championship, and the kids understand that we're in the state basketball tournament. They're by now they've figured out the points or whatever it may be, or read enough papers, and that really hasn't been much of a focus at all for them anyway. So I knew this group had enough senior leadership and veterans to understand that they're playing for pride and playing for a district championship.
A couple of wins in the sub-district over Fairbury and Wilbur Claytonia really did it two different ways, with an inside game in the second ball game and really the outside shooting of Dalton Seeley in the first game.
Yeah, we've won in different ways this season. We've been up-tempo. We've had slow-down games. The ability for our kids to adapt is nice because of the fact that we have the size, we have the strength on the perimeter and shooting the basketball and quickness, so we can play a multiple of different ways. I think they prefer to play up-tempo, and so do I, but use our athleticism a little bit more. But you're right, we won a game from the perimeter and we won a game on the interior, so it's always nice to know you can win games on the interior because you don't know when your shooting's not going to be there some night.
In the first ball game against Fairbury, which you won 78-35, it was Dalton Seeley scoring 28 points in the ball game. Had 6 three-pointers. You guys shoot 66% from the floor in that ball game.
Well, we've just been really shooting the basketball well, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're getting a lot of inside touches, and teams are double-teaming, triple-teaming at times. And so we have had the ability to hit the outside shot, and that goes with all of our shooters, whether it's Joe Ryan shooting one time a night, he's one for one. Bo Schwinka hit 4 the other night. Dalton had 6 in one ball game. Simon Ostrander had 1. And anytime those kids are playing with that much confidence on the perimeter, it really allows our big kids to do some damage on the inside, and usually they've been real consistent all year long.
Exactly. The second ball game against Wilbur Claytonia kind of took over the contest as he scores 19 points in the ball game against Wilbur, and Dalton Seeley, Bo Schwinka also in double figures with 13. So maybe that night you had the both ends working, the inside game and the outside game.
Yeah, Zach's been a force here the last couple games, and we kind of challenged him and told him that he needed to raise his level of play, because Paul Gettert at times has dominated the interior with his rebounding and scoring, and the other night it just so happened that Zach got some single teams and so forth, where he made a quick move on a 6-1 kid, and it was easily scored. So whether or not he can bring that intensity every night, we'll has yet to be seen, and we'll challenge him again tonight and try to hopefully get him to that next level too. But interior, we've just been really strong all year long, but when Zach plays with that intensity, it's really tough to stop.
It just sounds like this team is running on all 8 cylinders, and it has been the past couple of weeks. Is there anything at all bothering you right now as we enter the final stretch here?
Well, at times you wonder, these teams are good basketball teams, and whether your team comes in a little bit complacent. I thought we did maybe a little bit at the first round of sub-districts against Fairbury. We just didn't have the intensity and urgency we needed. Now, I can see that our practices have picked up since that game, so I don't know if that was just, hey, it's postseason, and we weren't quite ready to go that night. But now they understand that it's all about playing for something, and we hope we have 4 more basketball games left, and tonight's a great challenge because David City, even though they've got a lesser record, their kids are playing real well at this time of the year, and that's why they're here.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the Scouts as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back in the Aurora Sports Complex as we get set for the district championship ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and the Scouts of David City. They come in, coach, a record of 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. They beat Lincoln Lutheran and Centennial during their sub-district last week. Just a quick thumbnail on what we'll see from David City.
Well, they're an aggressive team. They've got a nice interior team. They're the first team this year that we're going against where I thought, man, they're really a team that likes to go inside out. And looking at their statistics and looking at the guys that they have, they are, you know, getting about 30 points a game out of their big kids inside. And that's going to be something where we're going to be really challenged for the first time, is to slow them down. Most of the teams we've played that have challenged us are perimeter-oriented. And not saying David City doesn't have great kids on the perimeter, too, but they definitely have two of the better post players we've seen all year. So that'll be a great challenge for us. And then they've got a guard by the name of Seth Behrens that definitely can, you know, he's a Dalton Seeley type. He can shoot the three, he can go to the hole. He's very athletic. So we've got a great challenge for us tonight. We're going to have to be ready.
A couple of kids that are scoring inside is Aaron Schmidt, who's a 6'5 senior. They have him listed as averaging about 16 points per ball game and right at 9 rebounds per game. And then Jared Clark is the other one at 13.7. Talk about them as players, and what have you seen out of them?
Well, the Schmidt kid, he's multiple. He can go outside. He likes to take the ball off the dribble a lot from the high post. He's a kid that gets his shot off in many different ways. He likes to do leaners. He likes to do fadeaways. He plays real hard, physical type of game. And then Jared Clark's the little bit bigger kid, but he hangs around the basket, and he's not necessarily a garbage man because he does have nice post moves. He's got a nice soft jump hook and stuff, and he's big enough he can get it off. I noticed how quick he gets his shot off, so Zach will guard him tonight, and Paul Gettard will take Aaron Schmidt. So both of them are very good, solid basketball players around the post. I mean, when you can average 30 points and 20 rebounds out of your post players, that's pretty good night out of them.
Mentioned the Barron's kids, one of the guards out there for David City tonight. They also have a freshman point guard out there tonight. You would think that we should be able to maybe put him under the gun a little bit tonight.
Well, yeah, you know, the Barron's kid's a good player. And then, you know, anytime you see a freshman point guard, you go, wow, we're going to have to really pressure him. But it looks to me like he's really settled in as a player and just doesn't make mistakes for him. And I heard that early, middle of the season, they went to him as their point guard. And since then, that's really when they played well. And you watch film, and he doesn't make a lot of silly mistakes. He gets the ball to people where they need to be, and you know, we're going to definitely try to pressure him and try to get after him a little bit and see if, you know, the game and the situation could possibly be that way. And we will have the size advantage on him too, so maybe when we go to the offensive end, we may even try to post him up.
It's what type of team is this? A team that's going to run up and get up and down the floor with you guys and run it, or maybe playing a half court tonight?
I think they're more up and down. They're not going to – they really are quick getting the ball out of the net when we score. So they're going to push it right back at us. And we've noticed a lot of long passes and transitions. Though they're really interior-oriented, they definitely push the basketball. And, you know, they don't have a lot of depth, but I think they're going to want to run.
Keys for us tonight?
Well, I think we got to make sure we take care of the rebounding. This will be the first time all year that we face two nicely sized post players that really rebound well. So we're going to have to do a great job of keeping them off the boards. And then we got to contest shots out of the Schmidt kid. He'll get probably 16 to 20 shots off. We just got to make sure they're as difficult as can be. No conversion baskets. We've had a great year in not allowing teams to get easy looks. And if that continues, you know, we've got a great chance. Our kids on offensive end, we just got to make sure we're getting the ball inside to our posts. Whether we can draw fouls or score, that's a big key, because I think probably they're going to do some doubling, and then that maybe will open up the outside. So those things are really key. And then just play loose. I think our kids will be looser than they have been in the last few games, just due to the fact that they, you know we're in, but we definitely got to play.
What it comes down to defense. Your defense has been rock solid all year long.
Yeah, we can't complain in any area there. I thought maybe at times we were losing our communication, and then I watched our last game and we really communicated against Wilbur Claytonia really well on some screens and some handoffs and things like that. So as long as we can keep the intensity up, I think we'll be fine because obviously we have the athletes.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonny Lennox in the play-by-play description up next. David City and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight from 1230 KHIS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Have a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the boys class C1 District 3 championship ball game. As Hastings St. Cecilia, ranked number 2 in the state of Nebraska, takes on the Scouts out of David City in this championship showdown here tonight. The winner will move on to the Boise State High School basketball tournament coming up next week in Lincoln. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 21 wins and one loss on the season. Their only blemish on the record so far this year was that overtime loss to Gretna back on the 22nd of December. Lost to Gretna on the road by a score of 56-50 in overtime. Since then, they've really steamrolled through their entire schedule here this season. St. Cecilia, a team that's averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 36.4 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia in the sub-district last week and the sub-played in York. Picked up a couple of wins, 78-35 over Fairbury. And they beat Wilbur Claytonia in the championship of the sub-district by a score of 51-36. David City coming in, a record of 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. They're a team that basically competes in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament throughout much of the season. They lost their first ball game of the season to Centennial, 55-41. They also lost to East Butler in the month of December, 58-50, and then lost to Columbus Lakeview the next night, 61-52. They lost in their David City Holiday Tournament in the opening round to Aquinas by the score of 47-36. David City has also lost to Twin River in the month of January, 56-48. They dropped a 51-45 decision to Milford in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, and they lost to Wilbur Claytonia during their regular season, 55-48. Since then, they've won 3 games in a row, including a win over Lincoln Lutheran in the final game of the regular season. They came back to play Lutheran in the first round of the sub-district and beat him by 3 points in overtime, 61-58, and then beat Centennial in the championship of their sub-district last week by the score of 55-45. David City, a team that is averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, they are giving up 45.8 on the defensive end, and their leading scorer is Aaron Schmidt, who's a 6'5" senior. He is averaging 16 points per ball game. Also, Jared Clark, averaging in double figures. He's a 6'6" senior, averaging 13 points per ball game. And then Seth Behrens, as the coach talked during the pregame show tonight, a good outside shooter. Behrens, a 6'2" and a junior for the David City Scouts. So it's the championship ball game, C1 District 3 here tonight at the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll come back and
Check the starting lineups as our pregame show continues in 1 minute.
Now's the time to ensure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty Demuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center. 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Aurora Sports Complex as we get set for basketball here tonight. St. Cecilia taking on David City, the Scouts here tonight as we win the Class C1 District 3 Championship. St. Cecilia, they're going to be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, dressed in their visiting blue uniforms this evening. Dalton Seeley, a 6'2" and senior, gets a start. Seeley averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds per game. Joe Ryan, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 5 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Paul Gettert, a 6'4" and senior, averaging 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. Bo Schwinker, a 6'2" and senior, Bo is averaging 8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. And Zach Stirrup, a 6'10" and junior, Stirrup is averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For the Scouts of David City here tonight, they're coached by Courtney Couch. Their starting lineup will look like this. Austin Avelina is a 5'7" freshman. Also, Seth Behrens, a 6'2" junior. Behrens averaging 12 points per ball game. He had 27 in the opening round of the sub-district basketball tournament last week in that win over Lincoln Lutheran in overtime. He scored the 27 points. The other scorers will be Justin Chomelka, as a 6-foot junior. Also, Jared Clark, a 6'6" senior. Clark is averaging 13 points and 11 rebounds per game. And then Aaron Schmidt, a 6'5" senior. Schmidt averaging 16 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. We'll take a 1 minute break here. When we come back, we've got the tip off of the ball game tonight. The Scouts of David City and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Aurora Sports Complex. David City and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Other district championships being decided tonight in Class C1. Fall City is playing Bennington tonight at Peru State College. At Midland Lutheran in Fremont, you've got Bishop Newman playing to Kamer Herman. David City here against Hastings St. Cecilia at Aurora High School. Down the road at York High School, you've got Columbus Scotus playing Grand Island Central Catholic. At Burwell tonight, Norfolk Catholic is playing Valentine. And out at Sutherland, it is Minden and Shadron. Class C2 also holding their district championships tonight. Classes D1 and D2 will go tomorrow. So St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Zach Stirrup will jump things up for the Blue Hawks. It'll be Jared Clark for David City. David City dressed in their white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Ball is in there. The tip easily controlled by St. Cecilia. Bo Schwenke has got it to Dalton Seeley as the Hawks shoot to our basket to our right here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Schwenke back out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Justin Chomelka as David City will start off with a man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia comes across the top. That's Seeley with the ball. Down to Schwenke. There's a Zaxter. Right side, cross-court pass goes over to Dalton Seeley. Seeley drives the ball down into baseline, shovels the ball off inside. A shot by Stirrup at point-blank range is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It comes out into three-point territory. Grabbed there by Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Down low to Stirrup. The shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Ryan picks up the try shot here in three-point territory and sends the pass down in the low block to Zach Stirrup, and he scores easily, and he is fouling the play. So Stirrup will go to the free-throw line here for St. Cecilia. The foul goes on the scouts of David City, they're going Aaron Schmidt. And the first one is up there. It's good by Zach Stirrup, so he hits on the three-point play, and the Hawks are on top by a score of 3-0. St. Cecilia will attack here in backcourt. They've got a freshman point guard as they will play tonight. That's Austin Havelina for the David City scouts. St. Cecilia will drop back in their man-to-man defense. Here's a Seth Behrens of the ball. Dribbles inside against Schwenka. Puts up a shot, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up on the baseline by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. To Bo Schwenka. Gets it ahead to Dalton Seeley. Running 10-footer is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose. It's off of Gettert. Hands out of bounds. So David City will play things in here in backcourt. Justin Weyer, a minute into the ball game. 3-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Hawks applying the pressure now in backcourt as they get the ball to a Seth Behrens on the far sideline. He'll be matched up with Bo Schwenka here tonight as Behrens will bring the ball to the offensive scoring zone. Dribbles to the top of the key. Throws over here on the left side to Tremolka. Back outside, there's Havelina with the ball now, a little freshman point guard. Bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Sends it down in the corner. On the baseline, a shot is up and in the three-pointer. Seth Behrens hits the three. He's averaging 12 points per ball game, and David City comes back to tie things up at 3 points apiece. St. Cecilia back to the ball. Good crowd on hand here tonight at the Aurora Sports Complex. Bounce pass inside to Schwenka. He powers his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Schwenka scores. He's averaging 8 points per ball game. Had 11 and 13 in the two ball games last week in the sub-district tournament, and now David City turns the ball away. David City throws the ball into the nickel seats on the far sideline. First turnover on David City here in the ball game. They average 12 turnovers per contest. That's their first one here tonight. 5-3, St. Cecilia has got the lead. Blue Hawks with the ball. David City still mashed up, man on man. There's a Ryan with the ball, lobs it inside. Gettert scores around to the basket. He faces the ball now. Or faces the basket to the left side of the lane. Comes out to Bo Schwenka. Schwenka holds it. They get it inside. The Matt Stirrup, now to Dalton Seeley. His shot is up there from three. No good from the left corner. And they got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Gettert. Paul Gettert picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Blue Hawks. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Jared Clark. He touches the ball for the first time now for David City. Gets it back here to Aaron Schmidt down the far sideline. Seth Behrens has got it. Works against Schwenka. Behrens spins right side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Chamelka with the ball. They work it back around to the left side. With it now is Havelina. Havelina works with it. Here's a bounce pass out on top of Chamelka. Down to Behrens. Angles in. Now takes it down to the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound Clark. His shot to be blocked there by Stirrup. Picked up here by Havelina. His shot to be blocked down by Stirrup. So two blocked shots there by Zach here in this possession. Here's Gettert out for the baseline. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to David City. Justin Chamelka has got the ball now for the scouts. They come back the other way. Austin Havelina has got it now. Gets it across the top to Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt works it over to Chamelka. Out of Behrens at the top of the key. St. Cecilia still man-to-man. Behrens retreats out here into three-point territory. Now to Austin Havelina. Havelina comes to the top of the circle again to Schmidt. Takes it to the free throw line. Has it tipped away. And it's picked up by Joe Ryan. Ryan gets the ball ahead to Bo Schwenka. Schwenka drives for the hole. His shot is up there. Still getting his foul in the play. So a turnover on David City. But St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the scouts of David City at the 4:55 mark. And the foul goes on Seth Behrens. That's going to be his first. Bo Schwenka to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 75% foul shooter. He eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Schwenka had 11 points in the sub-district win over Fairbury last week. Had 13 in the clincher over Wilbur Claytonia. He's got 3 points already tonight. St. Cecilia is a team, just a 59% foul shooting team. Schwenka will have one more. This one is up there. That one hits bottom. Schwenka now with 4 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia has got a 7-3 lead over David City early in the ball game. Here's Havelino with the ball now for David City. Gets it over to Justin Chamelka. Chamelka picked up there by Schwenka. Bounce pass goes to Aaron Schmidt. Left side of the lane. Takes it down on the baseline. He runs into Gettert. Comes out to Behrens now. Top of the key. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a little 12-footer. It's good. Seth Behrens out with a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He's got all 5 points for David City. 7-5 the score. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. There's Schlenker with the ball. Now to Paul Gettert. Cross-court pass goes to Seeley. Spins out there on the wing. Seeley, bounce pass. They give it to Joe Ryan. Entry pass. They get it to Gettert. Out to Matt Stirrup. There's Zach Stirrup at the free throw line. Drives it down the way. It's not going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to David City. Pass down the far sideline to Behrens. Drives the hole, and he's fouled in the play by Schlenker. So Behrens will go to the free throw line now for David City. Bo Schlenker picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Seth Behrens to the free throw line. He's got all 5 points so far for David City. He's hit a 3-2 so far in the ballgame. David City now to the free throw line. They are a 60% free throw shooting team on the season. Behrens will line the bucket here. His shot is up, and the shot is good. David City 16-7 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in at 21-1. 7-6 to score now. The Blue Hawks leading by a single point. Seth Behrens will have one more. Behrens eyes the bucket. This one is in the air. That's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup gets it away now to Hamburger, who's into the ball game. This is Phil Hamburger. Bringing the ball up from the Hawks. Goes over to Dalton Seeley. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Stirrup at the free throw line. The Hamburger. Now to Gettert down here in the baseline. Gettert holds the ball high above his head. Two-handed pass out on top again. They get it to Ryan. Now to Hamburger. Now to Gettert. His shot from 10 is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound loose and is brought down by Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt gets it away to a Havlina. Havlina runs her back the other way. Takes it down into the baseline. A pass out on top now. Aaron Schmidt has got it. Schmidt moves it right side of the wing. Won't put up a shot. But Justin Chomelka. Chomelka picked up there by Ryan. Goes over on the wing on the right side. There's Behrens. Shot no good. High into the air for the rebound. It's going to be Seeley. Has the ball tipped away in backcourt. Schmidt has got it. Schmidt gets it down to Seth Behrens. A turnover on St. Cecilia. He takes it down into baseline and is knocked out of bounds by Hamburger. It's going to be David City basketball. So David City will play things in. Here comes Brian Glock into the ball game now for Justin Chomelka. Brian Glock is a 6'1" senior for David City. 7-6 to score. The Hawks have the lead. Here's Behrens in the lane. His scoop shot is going to be partially deflected, and the ball brought out of there by Gettert. Gettert now to Hamburger. Now to Dalton Seeley. Drives, shoots, and misses, and he is fouled in the play. Austin Havlina is going to pick up the personal foul here for David City. That's going to be his first. First team foul, and actually the third team foul on David City, the first one on Austin Havlina. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Dalton Seeley. Seeley had a big ball game last week against Fairbury. He scored 28 points in the opening round of the sub-district tournament. Came back with 13 in the ball game against Wilbur. After the free throw line is going to be no good by Seeley. Dalton is 73% foul shooter in the season. He is now 50 out of 69 from the free throw line. 7-6 to score. The Blue Hawks out on top. As Dalton Seeley will have one more here for the Blue Hawks. His shot is up there. That one is good. So he nails one out of two from the free throw line. Hawks have a two-point advantage now, 8-6. David City can pull ahead with here with a three-point field goal. Aaron Schmidt stops out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to Brian Glock. His pass deflected away from Clark out of bounds. Stir ball over. The big guy inside, Jared Clark. And so far, he has scored nothing for David City. In fact, has not had a whole lot of touches so far in the first 5 minutes of the ballgame. Justin Chomelka will play things in. Now to Seth Behrens. Behrens holds the ball here on the near sideline. Now tries to drive it against Hamburger. Now spins left side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Clark grabs the rebound. Goes back up and shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. So Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Left-handed dribble comes to the wing on the left side. Dalton Seeley. Dribble penetration. Kicks it back out to Gettert. Now to Hamburger. Inside his stirrup. His shot over Clark is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt gets it to the far sideline of Seth Behrens. 8-6 to score. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead here in this one. Aaron Schmidt goes to Chomelka. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Runs into Seeley. Chomelka has to get rid of it. Does. The Clark is shot from 10. No good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Dalton brings it back the other way for St. Cecilia to Bo Schlenker. Now to Hamburger into the forecourt. Entry pass to Stirrup. Now to Gettert. Back outside to Seeley. Cross-court pass on the wing again. It goes to Hamburger. Hamburger goes to the free throw line to Gettert. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Clark. Clark has got the ball for David City. 8-6 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. 1:52 to play here in the first quarter. Austin Havlina has got the ball for David City. Bounce pass out on top. Seth Behrens. Behrens holds the ball there against Hamburger. Comes over to Chomelka. Bounce pass to Schmidt. Top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to the near side. Tipped out of bounds by Seeley. Trying to get it to a Justin Chomelka. The ball is tipped out of bounds here by Dalton Seeley. It'll be David City playing things in off of the near sideline. Into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia is going to be Jordan Consbrook. Coming on is going to be Gennert. 1:37 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6 to score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes Cody Tagey into the ballgame now for David City, a 6'2" and senior. It'll be David City playing things in out here. Brian Glock has got the ball. Glock now works it down low to block on the left side. Here's another block shot as Tagey goes up against the much taller Jack Stirrup, and Stirrup gets his third block here in the first quarter. They play it in now to Sean Kibitow, who's into the ball game. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there by Glock, no good. Rebound comes down to Tagey. He loses the ball in the lane. It's picked up here by Consbrook. David City fans wanted to foul there. They didn't get it. Here's a Phil Hamburger coming back the other way, drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes over on the left side. Now they get it to Joe Ryan. Ryan inside his stirrup. This little off balance shot in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound Consbrook. Ball shot good. Jordan Consbrook gets the offensive board and the putback. St. Cecilia now with a 4-point lead. 10-6 is the score. Aaron Schmidt has got the ball. Comes out to Chmielka. Chmielka left side of the lane. Out here in 3-point territory to Brian Glock. Down to the right side to Kibitow. Powers it down low. On a low block right side. A shot taken there is by Tagey. Is partially deflected by Stirrup. Ball is brought down by Hamburger. Runs it back coast to coast. The shot is up and in. Phil Hamburger scores, and now David City wants to call a timeout. Jack Stirrup is really making his presence known in the lane. Three block shots, and I'm not sure that last one was not partially deflected as well by Stirrup before Phil Hamburger grabs it and goes coast to coast for the layup. We've got a timeout, 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 12, David City 6.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Right play is back in. David City with the ball, working here in backcourt against the pressure of St. Cecilia. Kibitow has got the ball, gets it into the offensive zone to Schmidt. Dribbles into the paint, throws it down to Chmielka on the baseline. Tries to penetrate inside, can't do it. Kibitow comes across the top, is going to be deflected. Kibitow picks it back up, and he's fouling the play. A foul here will go in St. Cecilia. Go on Matt Kissinger, who's into the ball game now for the first time. Matt Kissinger picks up his first. Team foul number three on St. Cecilia. We're down to 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. And now Stirrup will come out of the ball game. Here comes Gennert back in. Justin Chmielka will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Chmielka gets it into Kibitow. Kibitow, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Matched up there with Kissinger. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Here's Chmielka with the ball. Chmielka lobs it left side of the lane to Aaron Schmidt. Wheels, takes it down on the baseline. His shot is up there at him. Nice move to the basket there by Aaron Schmidt. He's the leading scorer for David City. 12-8 is the score. Here comes Gennert back. His shot from 12 is up there, way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Behrens, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight. The Class C1 District 3 Championship from 1230 KHIS. The score after one, St. Cecilia 12, David City 8.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Aurora Sports Complex. David City within 4 points of St. Cecilia here tonight. 12-8 is the score as we get ready for quarter number two. Seth Behrens has got 6 points. Aaron Schmidt has got two for David City. Dalton Seeley with a point. Bill Hamburger with two. Bo Schwick has got four. Jordan Consbrook with two. Zach Stirrup has got three. As we start the second quarter here tonight, St. Cecilia with the opening possession in the second period. Seeley goes to Schwenke, outside to Dalton. Dalton moves to his left on the dribble now, drives it down to the left side of the lane, puts up a shot off the glass and scores. Dalton Steele, averaging 14 points per ball game, has got his first field goal in the contest tonight. He's got 3 points. Safe to say, back out to a 6-point lead, 14-8 is the score. Here's a Chmielka with the ball, lobs it inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring, and one, Aaron Schmidt. Aaron Schmidt gets the lob pass. He just drops it down to the hole, and he is fouled in the play, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Nicely executed there by David City as the pass came in from the wing. Just threw it up there, and Schmidt drops it through the hole, and he was fouled in the play by Paul Gennard of St. Cecilia. A second foul in Paul. Aaron Schmidt to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play, and he does. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and David City is back within 3 points. 14-11 is the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Seeley goes to Joe Ryan, out of Jordan Confrick. Man-to-man defense here for David City. Ryan has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass. Right side of the lane. Dalton Seeley spins, and now we got a traveling violation on Seeley. Traveling violation on Seeley, the second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. And now David City can tie things up here with a 3-point field goal. Austin Havelina has got the ball, the freshman point guard. Goes over to Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt will bring it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia will pick him up just as they cross the 10-second line. There's a Justin Chmielka with the ball. Chmielka down to Behrens. Behrens gets away from Seeley, takes it to the elbow. Over there is Aaron Schmidt, drives it down to paint, stops, puts up a shot of a contest and hits it. Aaron Schmidt now with 7 points in the ball game, and David City is within 1 point. 14-13 is the score. 6:40 to play in the first half in the Aurora Sports Complex. Joe Ryan with the ball deep on the wing on the right side. They get it to the free throw line to Schwinka. Dribbles down there. His shot is up and in. Nice touch from in the paint there by Bo Schwinka. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 16-13. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Pressure here in backcourt. Schmidt has got the ball down to Behrens. Behrens on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Seeley. Long pass inside again. The City blows this one. Exact same play, but on the opposite side. Schmidt blows that one, and rebound comes down to Zach Stirrup. Out of Bo Schwinka to Dalton Seeley. Seeley on the wing. Hammers it inside again to Stirrup. Spins one way, then the other. His shot is up there. Still good. Rebound Schmidt. Aaron Schmidt has got the board there for David City. Gets it away to Austin Havelina. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Behrens. Deep in the corner. 4-3. That's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Consbrick of St. Cecilia. Down to Schwinka. Down to Dalton Seeley. Takes off. Heads for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stirrup. Back up there. His shot no good. Rebound Schmidt. Aaron Schmidt has got it for David City. A couple of shots missed there right in front of the basket for the Hawks. Here's Behrens back the other way. He's hammered on the play. And Behrens will go to the free throw line now for David City. A foul here is going to go on St. Cecilia. I think it's going to be Dalton Seeley. 5:33 to play here in the second quarter. 16-13 is the score. St. Cecilia up by 3 points. But Behrens will go to the free throw line now for David City. That's the case. Dalton Seeley will pick up the foul. That's his first. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Seth Behrens in the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down through the hole. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 7 points. Averages 12 on the season. 16-14, the Blue Hawks up by 2 points. They're in the Class C1 District 3 championship tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. 16-15. Blue Hawks leading by a single point. And now David City applying some pressure back here with Justin Chmielka. Schwinka brings it into the offensive zone. Schwinka comes over to Dalton Seeley. Free throw line extended right side. Seeley comes down on top, nearly intercepted. It's picked up by Ryan. Ryan goes to get it now. Left side of the lane. Takes it out of the baseline. With the ball is Bo Schwinka. Back outside to Ryan. Entry pass. They get it to a get it again. Just to the right of the lane. Drives it down there. Can't go up for the shot, though, to Bo Schwinka. Schwinka spins it in the lane. Dumps it down low to Ryan. His shot is up, and he's in. It's in, and it's fouled in the play. Ryan gets the field goal right underneath the hoop there for St. Cecilia, and he is fouled on the play by Austin Havelina. Second foul on Havelina here in the ball game, and Ryan will go to the free throw line. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia hit only 27% of their shots in the first quarter. They were 4 out of 14. David City was 3 out of 12 for 25%. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be short by Ryan. And a rebound comes down to Schmidt. So the score is 18-15. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. David City can tie things up here with a 3-point field goal. That's Chmielka with the ball. Working against Ryan. Left side of the lane. The Behrens at the top of the key. Lobs it down low. Schmidt. He is double teamed. Schmidt comes out to Chmielka. Down to Behrens. Behrens dribbles to the top of the key. Waits. Wild pass goes over to Kibito now to the right sideline, down on the baseline now to Behrens. Drive, shoots, and misses. Rebound, Clark. Butler shot is up and in. Garrett Clark gets his first offensive board and a putback there for David City. And the Scouts are within 1 point of St. Cecilia. 18-17 is the score. And now we've got a foul here in backcourt, a blocking foul on Seeley. He's trying to set a screen for Bo Slinka as Bo is bringing the ball up on the pressure. And Dalton Seeley gets in with his second personal foul. 18-17 is the score. David City can pull ahead here with a field goal. Sean Kibito has got the ball. Kibito goes over here to Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt down to Justin Chmelka. Not a turn to the top of the key. They lob it to Schmidt at the elbow, left side, trying to penetrate. Kicks it out down in the corner. Ashana's up there. Still good by Chmelka. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Keeps it alive. Back out to Chmelka. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Schmidt. David City still with the ball. Chmelka, not a Behrens. As they work it back around to the right side of the lane. Comes across the top to Aaron Schmidt. Takes it to the free throw line. Now retreats back out here in three-point territory. Kibito has got it now down on the baseline to Behrens. The Clark is not to be blocked down by Sterup. Fourth block of the ball game for Zach Sterup. Here comes Gettert back the other way. Gettert jump pass out to Dalton Seeley. Now to Schwenka for three. Good. Bo Schwenka from deep in the left corner scores. Bo now at 9 points in the ball game. It's 21-17. Hawks have the lead and a timeout from David City. David City will call the timeout. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Good ball game here tonight, Bruin, at the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 21, David City 17.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in quarter number two, 21-17. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. The Hawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-8. David City doing a good job right now staying with the number two ranked team in Class C1 tonight. So David City will play things in following a timeout from their head coach, Courtney Couch. Justin Chmelka will inbound the ball, and they get it to a Kibito. And Kibito will bring things up now for David City. They get it to Schmidt, now to Chmelka. Circles around behind his screen, takes it to the top of the key. Now to Kibito on the wing, to Chmelka. Chmelka comes over here to Behrens, picked up there by St. Cecilia's Hamburgers. The Blue Hawks stay with the man-to-man. Behrens trying to penetrate, can't do it. Now to Chmelka, over on the wing to Kibito. Kibito with a Bo Schwenka right in his face defensively. There's a bounce pass inside to get it to Clark, and he's whistled for the double dribble violation. Jared Clark working right in front of the basket, whistle for the double dribble. Four turnovers now in David City. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead and the basketball as they come back with it now. Bill Hamburger across the big court stripe here. Hamburger comes over to Joe Ryan, right side of the lane. Now to Gettert, top of the key. Hammers in inside again to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Gettert had a rebound. Lost it. It is loose. It's finally picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger now to Ryan. To Gettert, now to Hamburger again, takes it into the lane, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound Stirrup, he goes up against Clark, his shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. And the big guy will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He is fouled in the play here by David City. Zach Stirrup with 3 points in the basketball game this far. The foul goes on Jared Clark, that's going to be his first. So Stirrup, a 47% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron and falls off no good. Stirrup will have one more. Jack again chose the mark here for St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there is good, so he hits one out of two from the free throw line. And it's now a 22-17 ball game. The Hawks have a 5-point advantage over David City. The Scouts come back with the ball now. Kibito has got it. Now to Behrens. Out here in 3 points there. Troy drives it against Hamburger. Foul called on Hamburger. Bill Hamburger picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six. Team down number 7 on the Blue Hawks here in the ball game, so this will be a 1-1 situation. Seth Behrens to the free throw line, 3 out of 4 already tonight. Got 8 points in the ball game. Behrens averaging 12 points per ball game this season. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get the bonus. 22-18 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. This is the Class C1 District 3 Championship. On the line tonight, winner moves on to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament coming up next week in Lincoln. Next shot is up there. It is good by Seth Behrens. Two minutes and 31 seconds to play now here in the second quarter, 22-18. St. Cecilia leading by 4. Actually, it should be 22-19, I think. As both free throws went down there for Seth Behrens. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Dalton Steely has got it. Steely hammers it inside, and it's too far right by the right ear of Paul Getter down of bounds. Third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. I think it should be 22 there. They finally chalk it up on the scoreboard. 22-19. A possession later, but they got it on the board finally. Seth Behrens has got it for David City. Drives it in the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Ryan, and the rebound comes down to Getter. Runs it back the other way. Long pass ahead. It's out of bounds. It's the official, actually, as he was running with his back to the basket. Now they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. Running down the floor. That pass was way beyond the outstretched hands of Joe Ryan, and it was actually ricochets off the official, and then it goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia, and the David City people are not going to be happy with that one. The St. Cecilia will inbound the ball, baseline right now. The other official is going to come in here. They're going to discuss things here. That pass, obviously, was going to be too far. It was going to be out of bounds, but the official got in the way, went bouncing off of his leg, and then the guy deflected back into the playing court here, and then out of bounds. The officials ruled after St. Cecilia ball. And now they're going to huddle here. And now they're going to give the ball to David City. So a turnover on the Blue Hawks. After all that, they say, yeah, it probably was going to go out of bounds. So they give the ball to David City. 22-19 is the score. The Scouts can tie the ball game up here with a three ball. And now they got a foul call out here. It's going to go on Slinka. Thibodeau was bringing the ball up. And Bo Schwenke is going to be the guilty party. That's his second. So now Sean Thibodeau will go to the free throw line here for David City. Thibodeau is a 5'9" junior. He will toe the mark. He has not scored so far tonight. Thibodeau scored just 2 points in their sub-district win over Lincoln Lutheran last week. That was in the opening round. So Sean Thibodeau to the line here, 22-19. The Hawks have a three-point lead. The shot is up there. It is off of the left side. No good. This is the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook gets the ball to Hamburger. He'll bring things up now against to Brian Glock into the offensive zone. Consbrook has got it top of the key. Bounce pass to Stirrup. Double team comes to Ryan. Now back inside to Zach. He's double teamed again. Back out to Ryan. Mishandles the ball. Joe picks it up. Now to Dalton Seeley. Man-to-man defense here for David City. Seeley dribbles once. Goes down in the corner to Ryan. And a two to the whistle out here. And a foul is going to be called. A pushing foul will go on David City. A pushing foul on the Scouts is going to go on Sean Thibodeau. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on David City here in the second quarter. Here's a pass into the lane. A shot up and in by Stirrup. Off of the inbound. Baseline right side underneath the basket. They just lob it in there, and Zach Stirrup gets the easy field goal. Zach now is 6 in the ball game. 24-19. Hawks again leading by 5 points here in the second quarter. A minute and 12 seconds to play. Until halftime, here's Behrens with the ball at the free throw line. Forces up a shot. It's no good. Rebound, Consbrook. Consbrook has got it for Easton St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball with a minute to play. Long pass ahead to Seeley. Tries for the hole. The shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. And Seeley will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Dalton Seeley to the free throw line. He is fouling the play there by David City. Seeley so far in the ball game with 3 points. 1 out of 2 from the line. Seth Behrens picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Two shots here for Dalton Seeley as he was balled in the act of shooting. The shot is up there. It is good. Dalton will get one more. Back into the ball game now for David City is going to be Justin Chamalka. Going out will be Seth Behrens. 59 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead now, 25-19 over David City. Ryan comes out. for the Blue Hawks. Coming back in is going to be Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia to the free throw line in the form of Dalton Steele. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Clark with the rebound. Clark gets it into the corner to Kibino, and Kibino will bring things up now for David City. Crosses the midcourt stripe here as he's matched up now with Phil Hamburger. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Schmidt. He drives it down to the baseline, puts up a shot of his serve. It's going to be no good. Consbrook grabs the ball, and he saves it from going out of bounds. They get it to Hamburger. He drives the length of the floor. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose in the lane, right through the fingertips of Smith. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be David City ball. So David City will play things in. Into the contest now for St. Cecilia is going to be Simon Ostrander. Going out is going to be Seeley. 34.3 seconds to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia out on top of David City tonight in the C1 District 3 Championship. 25-19 is the score as the Scouts come back. Here's a Kibino. Kibino works against Simon Ostrander. They get it to Aaron Schmidt. Now to Justin Chmielka. Chmielka dribbling with the ball top of the key. They get it to Brian Glock. Glock goes over in the wing to Kibino. He tries to drive it, takes it down to the baseline, and reverses the ball, comes back out to Aaron Schmidt. And now what do we have? We got a foul in the lane there. A personal foul is going to go on St. Cecilia, and that's going to send David City now to the free throw line with 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Consbrook. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 on the Blue Hawks. Jared Clark to the free throw line for David City. His shot is up there. He hits that one. Clark now with 3 points in the basketball game. He's the second leading scorer on the team, averaging 13 points and grabbing 11 rebounds per ballgame. This David City team that comes in with a mark of 16 wins and 7 losses. Jared Clark will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Consbrook. Consbrook gets the ball away. Matt Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down low. Sterp grabs the ball. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Kibino. Kibino from back court. His shot's going to be partially deflected. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. We're at halftime. Boys high school basketball action here tonight. Good contest in the C1 District 3 championship ball game. At halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 25, David City 20. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here. The Class C1 District 3 Championship ball game. St. Cecilia 25 and David City 20. St. Cecilia got out to a 12-6 lead in the first quarter of play, but 12-8 after the first period. St. Cecilia again leading by 6 points early in the second quarter at 14-8 before David City comes back and scores the next 5 points to pull it in one at 14-13. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead at 22-17, and right now a five-point lead at halftime, 25-20 is the score. As St. Cecilia's got the lead over the Scouts of David City here tonight. Some of the other action going on in the area tonight, the Adams Central Patriots are into the Class B5 District Championship ball game. Adams Central winning over Holdridge tonight by a score of 57-43. The Patriots will play again tomorrow night for the District Championship. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. We'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS. Beginning with a pregame show at 6:45, but Adams Central into the district championship in B5. They beat Holdridge tonight 57-43. Another score in from the Class C1 district championships tonight. Out at Sutherland at halftime, Shadron, ranked number one in Class C2, having a tough time with the Minden Whippets tonight. Shadron 19 and Minden 12. That game was at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Davis City Aquinas here 25-20. The other games going on in C1 tonight. Fall City is playing Bennington at Peru State College. Bishop Newman is playing Takema Herman at Midland Lutheran up in Fremont. Columbus Scotia is playing Grand Island Central Catholic down the road tonight at York High School. At Burwell this evening in Class C1, Norfolk Catholic is playing Valentine. And we gave you the Minden Shadron score, 19-12. Shadron with a 7-point lead at halftime. Class C2 also holding their district championship games tonight. At Oakland Craig, Winnebago is playing Archbishop Bergen. At Norris tonight, Malcolm will play Johnson County Central. At Grand Island Central Catholic, Sutton is playing Twin River. In the Class C2 District 4 championship game at Battle Creek tonight, Huntington Cedar Catholic is playing Burwell. At the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Ravenna and Axtell are playing. And at Ogallala, it's Dundee County Stratton taking on Bayer tonight. Those are the Class C2 district championship games. Classes D1 and D2 will go tomorrow. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Scouts of David City at halftime. The score, St. Cecilia 25, David City 20. Back to check the halftime numbers right after this 1 minute.
Now's the time to ensure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center. 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Again, 25-20 is the score. St. Cecilia up by 5 points at the break. St. Cecilia in the first half hitting only 35% of their field goals. This is a team that had been red hot in the sub-districts. They had hit 64% of their field goals in the two ball games against Fairbury and Wilbur Claytonia. They were 14 out of 22 from three-point range in those two games. But so far tonight, St. Cecilia, 9 out of 26 from the field for 35%. The Hawks are 1 out of 2 on three-pointers for 50%. David City is 6 out of 23 from the field tonight for just 26%. The Scouts are 1 out of 3 from three-point territory, 33%. St. Cecilia winning the rebounding war so far, 21-15 over David City. The Hawks have got 5 offensive rebounds, 3 for David City. The Hawks have turned the ball over 5 times here in the first half. David City has got 4 turnovers. St. Cecilia with 2 steals. David City has got 1. St. Cecilia with 4 blocked shots. David City still with a goose egg in that category. And from the free throw line, St. Cecilia is 6 out of 10 for 60%. David City is 7 out of 10 for 70%. St. Cecilia with the lead here at halftime over David City. The score is 25-20. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back on 1230 KHAS.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you
ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Got another score for you in Class C1. Columbus Scotus has got the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic at halftime, 22-19. Columbus Scotus 22, Grand Island Central Catholic 19. That is in the C1 District 4 championship tonight being played at York. 25-20 is the score here. St. Cecilia leading by 5 points. The Blue Hawks getting 9 points in the first half from Bo Schwenke. Couple of field goals and a three-pointer. He was 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Zach Sturup has got 6 points. Couple of field goals, 2 out of 3 from the line. 4 points for Dalton Seeley on a field goal, 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line. 2 points from Joe Ryan on a field goal. Bill Hamburger has got a field goal and 2 points. Jordan Consbrook has got a field goal and 2 points for St. Cecilia. David City being led by Seth Behrens so far. He's got 10 points. Burns with a 3 and a 2, and he's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Aaron Schmidt has got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 3 points for Jared Clark on a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sean Thibodeau, 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 0 points here at halftime. 25-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia hanging on to a 5-point lead. The winner moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. And the loser, if it's David City, probably finished for the season. St. Cecilia does have a good chance of qualifying as a wild card if they are unable to pick up the win here tonight. But a district championship is foremost on their mind here this evening. I understand we got some anxious folks down in Wilbur tonight. If St. Cecilia wins this basketball game, we understand Wilbur, a team that St. Cecilia beat in the sub-district final, has a chance of securing one of the two wild cards in Class C1 along with Minden, who is playing a top-ranked Shadron tonight. Those are the two teams that are in line for the wild cards in C1 if everything goes according to form tonight. So I know we got a lot of folks at Wilbur locked in with us on the Internet tonight at www.hastingslink.com. So far, so good for your squad, as St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead over David City here at halftime, 25-20. Again, the other scores that we have, it is Shadron leading Minden at halftime, 19-12. Scotus leading Grand Island Central Catholic 22-19 at halftime. And a final score in the B5 district tournament. That's in the semifinals. Adams Central beat Holdridge tonight by a score of 57-43. So the Patriots will play for the district championship tomorrow night. That district is going on in Kearney. So play is back in. David City has the opening possession here in this second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here's a Avelina has got the ball down in the quarter on the left side. They get it to Behrens. He angles into the paint, puts up a shot over Ryan. It's going to be no good. Get it, reaches for the rebound. Takes it away from Clark. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Bo Schwenke drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Schwenke scores. He's having a great night tonight for St. Cecilia. Schwenke now with 11. And St. Cecilia's got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 27-20 in the early stages of the second half. Here's a pass out to Behrens. Behrens picks it out in the three-point territory, picked up by Joe Ryan. They work the ball down to Schmidt. He drives the baseline, puts it up there. The shot's going to be partially deflected again by Sturup, and the ball is brought down here by Gettert. The fifth block. Here's a long pass down the floor to Sturup. His shot is up and in. Zach Sturup scores. Two quick baskets there by St. Cecilia. Now a timeout is called on by David City. So two quick baskets for St. Cecilia right out of the gate here in the second half, and the Hawks have built a 9-point lead now. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break. 1 minute in, 7 minutes to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia 29 and the David City Scouts 20.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in. David City with the ball. Barons has got it left side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline and now a whistle. And he stepped out of bounds for a traveling violation. Traveling. Barons working with it on the little block. There's whistle for the traveling violation. That's the fifth turnover on David City here in the ballgame. And now St. Cecilia has scored on both opportunities here in the third quarter. They've opened up the lead to 9 points now at 29-20. There's Bo Schreck with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down on the baseline to Sturup. Entry pass. They get it right in front of the basket. The getter dish shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Schmidt gets it away down the near sideline to Havlina. Havlina out to Schmidt. Over the far side, that's Justin Chmielka. He falls down with the ball. Keeps it alive. Gets it into the hands of Barons. Barons spins at the top of the key. Hops down the lane. And now contact made. Foul called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks guilty of the foul. The 6:20 mark of this third quarter. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be David City playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Joe Ryan was the guilty party. That's his first. Chmielka will play things in. The Barons on the baseline. Drives it against Ryan. Takes it into the paint. Spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Getter. Getter gets the ball away. Now this Schwenk. A long pass down to court to Steely. Steely gets it to Stirrup. Stirrup right side of the lane. Down low. Comes back out high to Dalton Steely across the top to get it to Ryan. Down to Schwenka. He loses control of the ball out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their sixth of the ball game. 5:59 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 9 points. It is 29-20. Austin Havlina has got the ball now for David City. Down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Goes over there to a Chmielka. Chmielka picked up by Steely. Chmielka behind the screen, moves it down in the corner to Havlina. Now in the paint to Schmidt. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose and is taken out by St. Cecilia as Ryan takes that one away. Ryan gets the ball to Bo Schwenka. That is Steely. Spins left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Bates goes up. His shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Follow shot. Good. Zach Stirrup got it on the ricochet. And he's now got 10 points in the ballgame. And St. Cecilia has opened up an 11-point lead. 31-20. The Hawks have scored the first 6 points here of the third quarter. There's a bounce pass down to Schmidt on the baseline. His shot over Stirrup. No good. Rebound Getter. One shot and out here for David City. Hawks doing a good job on the boards. Getter gets the ball away now to Dalton Steely. Behind the screen from Getter. Grinds it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Gives the ball to Stirrup. His shot in the lane. No good. He's fouled in the play. And the big guy will go to the free throw line again for St. Cecilia as he is hacked on the arm. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia on a 6-0 run to begin this third quarter. A personal foul is whistled on Jared Clark. That's going to be his second. Stirrup to the free throw line. He's got 10 points so far tonight. Shot is up there. Free throw, no good. He'll get one more. Stirrup now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Tonight he's got 10 points. 31-20, the Hawks leading by 11. Zach will have one more. Sean is up there. That one is good. So he's 1 out of 2 from the line. And it's now 32-20. Here comes David City back with the ball. Clark has got it down low. Now they get it to the free throw line. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Schmidt. The rebound comes down to Getter. Allen pass to Schwenka. Hustles into the forecourt. Angles toward the basket. His scoop shot is up there and in. Bo Schwenka scores now for St. Cecilia. And another timeout from David City. As the Hawks are now 14 points ahead. St. Cecilia in a 9-0 run here in this third quarter of play. And we'll take a break with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in the period, it's St. Cecilia 34, David City 20.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
I'm St. Cecilia in a 9-0 run. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, is now 34-20. Hawks have the lead. David City 0-6 from the field here in the third quarter. The St. Cecilia girls won the district championship on this floor on Friday night. They're heading to the state tournament in Lincoln. St. Cecilia boys trying to repeat the performance here tonight. As now we got a foul called. Havlina was driving the ball into the forecourt, and a foul is going to be called here on Schwenka of St. Cecilia. That's his third. That's going to be team foul number two on Saint Cecilia here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. It'll be David City inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Shemelka just lobs it to Clark. Clark double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. Does so. Back out between the rings to Havlina. Now to Shemelka. Free throw line extended right side to Havlina. Now to Behrens for three. Short. Rebound loose. It comes to the corner. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Saint Cecilia ball. You got to watch that one go trickling over the sideline here. St. Cecilia will play things in. 4:19 to play third quarter. Hotch has scored the last 9 points in the ball game. It's 34-20. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead, and the Hawks have the basketball. Dalton Seeley into the fourth quarter now to Joe Ryan. Ryan on the deep wing, left side, lobs it inside again. That's Stirrup. Spins one way, then the other, and bounces it off of the backboard and down through the hole. Jack Stirrup now with 13 points in the ball game, 36-20. St. Cecilia on an 11-0 run. Wild pass goes inside to Clark, down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Clark gets the field goal. Jared Clark for David City, and that ends the run. 36-22, St. Cecilia with the lead. Down to 3:40 to play now here in the third quarter. Here's Joe Ryan again to get it inside his turf. He kicks it out. Seeley, 4-3, his shot no good. Rebound comes down to Havlina for David City. Scoots down the left sideline, angles toward the basket, loses control of the ball, picked up by Behrens. They lob it inside to Clark. His shot over Stirrup is going to be no good. Tap shot by Behrens is good. Seth Behrens scores on the offensive board of the putback. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and David City is back within 12. Back the other way, Schwenke in the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Behrens. Behrens has got it now for David City. 36-24. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen. Behrens comes out to Schmidt. Down to Chmelka. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up out there by Dalton Seeley. Now they work it back around to the right side to Behrens. The shot is up there, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Getter to St. Cecilia. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Bo Schwenke. 2:47 to play third quarter, 36-24. St. Cecilia leading by 12 points. Ryan has got the ball, deep wing, right side, down to the baseline. Seeley spins, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot, traveling violation. Looking down there against Aaron Schmidt, the traveling violation is called on Seeley. 7 turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ballgame. David City will come back the other direction. Into the ball game now, Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger will check in. Here comes Austin Havlina back with the ball, gets it to Schmidt. Hustles into the forecourt. Schmidt goes over there on the far side to Brian Glock, who's into the contest now for David City. They look it down low to Clark, who's on his up and in. Jared Clark scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It is now 36-26. As David City has scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. Kissinger comes over to Schwenke, gets away, dribbles into the paint. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Clark. Clark has got it for David City. They have Lena, long pass down it before they get it to Behrens. Behrens to Schmidt, and the lane is not good. Schmidt now with 9 points in the ball game. It's 36-28, and a timeout here from St. Cecilia's head coach, Kevin Asher. Timeout with 1:56 to play in the third quarter. David City back into the ball game. It's the Blue Hawks 36. David City, 28.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic now leading Columbus SCOTUS after three quarters, 27-26. That ball game being played at York. Grand Island Central Catholic 27 and Columbus SCOTUS 26 after three quarters. 1:55 to play here in the third quarter from Aurora. 36-28. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawks with the ball. Jack Stirrup comes out to Kissinger on the wing. Back to Zach and a kicking foul here, a kicking violation. Clark got his foot out there for David City. So it'll be St. Cecilia bounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hoop. It is lobbing into the lane. Stirrup grabs the ball, moves to his left, banks one home. Zach Stirrup now with 15 points in the ball game. He had 19 in the finals of the sub-district tournament. Their win over Wilbur Claytonia. That stops the bleeding for now as David City got back into the ball game. As Schmidt comes back and hits a short jumper from the left baseline. Aaron Schmidt now with 11 in the contest, and David City is back within 8 points. Here's Thurp again. Takes it down to the baseline. His little short jumper is going to be no good. The ball is going to be tapped out of bounds. It's off of the fingertips of Kissinger. Here comes Consbrook into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He's going to replace Paul Gettert. 1 minute and 12 seconds to play. Third quarter. David City trying to pull off the upset here tonight in the district championship over second-ranked St. Cecilia. 38-30 is the score. David City with the ball. Here's Glock to get it to Schmidt. Schmidt on the low block left side. Entry pass deflected away from Clark and is picked up by Stirrup. David City wanted a foul in there. They didn't get it. Here comes Schwenka back the other way to Zach Stirrup. Hesitates, drives it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. Good. Zach Stirrup scores. He has now got 17 in the ball game. It's 40-30. Hawks have a 10-point lead. Schmidt with the ball now for David City. Goes over to Grock. Deep wing, left side. They lob at the clock. The ball's going to be swatted away from behind. Stirrup goes over the right shoulder of Clark to deny that pass. St. Cecilia's got it on the David City turnover. Kissinger with the ball. Down to Stirrup. On the baseline, comes back out to Kissinger. Out of Phil Hamburger in three-point territory. 22 seconds to play, third quarter. 40-30. Hawks have a 10-point lead. Schwenka has got the ball. Schwenka now to Matt Kissinger. Deep wing, left side. Kissinger dribbling with the ball. Picked up by Havlina. We've got 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Schwenka. Starts off right, now left. Dribbles down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Bo Schwenka gets the field goal. He has now got 15 in the contest, and time runs out as David City stands with the ball here in backcourt. A 12-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia at the end of three quarters. It's St. Cecilia 42, David City 30.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Adams Central has already won tonight. The Patriots over Holdridge, 57-43. Grand Island Central Catholic now holding a slim edge over Columbus Scotus after three quarters in their district championship ball game. And Shadron at last check had a 19-12 lead over Minden and in the district championship out of Sutherland. That was a halftime score. St. Cecilia leading here by 12 points. It is 42-30. And the Hawks will have the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Zach Stirrup has got 17 points. Bo Schwenka has got 15 for St. Cecilia. Aaron Schmidt has got 11 points. Seth Behrens has got 12 for David City. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Hamburger with it now for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Dalton Seeley. Seeley down to Stirrup. Stirrup goes to Joe Ryan. Down to Dalton Seeley. Back out to Hamburgers. David City is in the man-to-man defense. There's Stirrup. His pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Behrens. He runs it back one-on-one against Seeley. Goes up in the hole. His shot no good. He's fouling the play. Dalton picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over here. That's going to be turnover number 8 on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line is going to be Seth Behrens for David City. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 7:32 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-30. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen. Shot is up there. It's good by Behrens. They'll get one more. Into the ball game now is going to be Kimendo. Going out is going to be Havlina. Behrens will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. Behrens now with 14, 7 from the field and 7 from the free throw line. 42-32. St. Cecilia still with a 10-point lead. Hamburger with the ball to Stirrup. Now to Dalton Seeley. Seeley right at the top of the 3-point circle. Gets the ball to Conscript. Now to Seeley again. Deep in a corner on the right side. They lob it down low. The Stirrup out to Seeley, penetrates in the paint, and spinning, and then we got a traveling call. Traveling violation is called on Seeley. In the third quarter, David City 5 out of 14 from the field, 38%. St. Cecilia 8 out of 15, 53%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 1 on three pointers. David City was 0 out of 1 on three pointers as well. Here's Schmidt off of the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Konstra. 42-32. Hawks with a 10-point lead. 6:50 to play. Hamburger behind the screen from Seeley. Now they give the ball away to Dalton. Penetrates to the free throw line. Out to Ryan for three. His shot's way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Stirrup, and his pass is out of bounds. It is out of bounds, and it's going to be David City playing things in. Safe to say is that it was tapped or deflected. That's not the case. David City will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. 42-32. 10-point lead. Kevin Asher is pleading his case down here that the ball was deflected off of Sterup's hands. He's not going to win this one. As play is back in, David City will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Barons has got a deep wing on the left side. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense. Barons takes it out of the baseline. Lobs it inside to Schmidt. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Foul called. They're going Clark. Jared Clark has picked up his third personal foul for David City. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. Avelina comes back into the ball game now. Kimendo comes out for David City. There comes Bo Schwenk into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Konsbruck. And Bo has got the ball. He'll bring things up now against Chomelka. Bo into the offensive zone. They lob it right side of the lane to Stirrup. Nice pass down low to Ryan. His shot is up and in. Ryan cuts back there on the backside. Stirrup got him the ball. Zach gets the assist. Joe Ryan gets the second field goal. 44-32. St. Cecilia's biggest lead tonight has been 16 points. Here's Barons for three, way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Bo Schwenker on the weak side. Bo dribbles out of there. He'll bring things up now for the Hawks. Under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by a dozen. Bounce pass to Getter. Turnaround jumper, no good. Tap try, good. Zach Stirrup on the weak side just taps that baby home. He has now got 19 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks lead by 14. It is 46-32. Here's a Barons of the ball. Barons into the forecourt to Chomelka. Lobbed it inside to Clark. Clark double-teamed. His shot to be blocked down from behind by Stirrup. The fifth block shot of the night for Zach Stirrup. Hamburger has got it back the other way for St. Cecilia to Joe Ryan. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Clark. Clark has got it for Demon City. Hands the ball away. Austin Havlita will bring the ball up. Wayside dribble across the 10-second line. Gets it into the hands now of Aaron Schmidt. Schmidt now to Barons. Schmidt sets a screen. Barons takes it into the lane, and we got a whistle, and a traveling violation is called on Barons. He was kind of knocked off balance as he got into some defenders in the lane there for St. Cecilia. He's called for the traveling violation, the seventh turnover on David City here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead, 46-32. We're down to 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex. Joe Ryan down his stirrup, comes across the top. They get it here to Bo Schwenk, and a foul is going to be called. A foul inside is going to go on the Blue Hawks at the 4:54 mark. An elbowing foul here is going to go on Paul Gettert. That's going to be his third. So Gettert gets it with his third personal foul. David City will come back the other direction. Officially a turnover on St. Cecilia, their 10th of the ballgame. Schmidt goes over to Chomelka. Deep wing, left side. Gets it out to Glock. Now right side to Havlita. Bounce pass inside to Clark. Turn around, jumper over. Stirrup is good. Jared Clark scores. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. 46-34. Gives a 12-point lead for St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got the ball for the Hawks. Got a Bo Schwenke. Entry pass to get it to Stirrup. Again, he goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Stirrup just broke away from Clark. And Zach's having a great ball game tonight. 21 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. A 14-point lead again, and now we got a foul call. A foul on Joe Ryan as he ran in to Havlina, bringing the ball down to the near sideline. That's going to be the second foul on Joe. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Seeley. Going out is going to be Ryan. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 14 points, 48-34. They will play things into the backcourt. Havlina brings it back into the offensive zone to Schmidt. Now to Glock. Free throw line extended left side. Works against Seeley. Here's a pass inside to Clark, and a foul is going to be called on Gettert. Gettert picks up his fourth as he knocked the ball loose from Clark inside. And now Gettert's going to have to check out. Here comes Jordan Konsbruck back into the ballgame. 4:05 to play. Non-shooting foul, so David City will play things in. Barron's deep in the corner out there. Hamburger right in his face defensively. Barron's drives it against Hamburger. Takes it into the lane. The ball is tipped away. Now kicked out of there. And a violation on St. Cecilia. It was kicked by Seeley. So it's going to be David City inbounding the ball from underneath their own hoop again. Chmielka, ball high. He lobs it out here into three-point territory. It's going to be intercepted by Swinka. Intercepted by Bo as they come into the forecourt now to Seeley. Dribble penetration. The stirrup down low against Clark. His shot is up there. Misses. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up by Kosbrick. He goes up and he's hammered on the play. Schmidt picks up the foul. Aaron Schmidt for David City. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on David City here in the second half. But this will be a shooting situation as Jordan Kosbrick will go to the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 2 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It is good. Kosbrick now 6 out of 16 from the free throw line this season, right around 33%. 3:46 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia's now got a 15-point lead. The biggest lead has been 16. Here comes the next shot by Kosbrick. It is in the air, and he hits that one. So Jordan Kosbrick hits a pair, and it is now 50 to 34. St. Cecilia's got the lead. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game here tonight. Here's Schmidt with the ball inside the free throw circle. Lobs it down low. The Clark is on it. Up there. It's good. Jared Clark now at 11 points in the basketball game. 50 to 36. St. Cecilia with the advantage. Here's Hamburger with the ball and 3 points to 20 to Jordan Kosbrick. Kosbrick down to Seeley right at the top of the 3-point circle. Seeley looks, comes out to Kosbrick. Man to man defense here for David City. There they get the ball to Hamburger, dumps it down low on the block to Bo Schwinka. Dribbles out into 3-point territory again to Hamburger. Hamburger down to Stirrup to the right sideline. They get it to Dalton Seeley. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the ball game. The Hawks have a 14-point lead. Here's Bo Schwinka. Schwinka comes out to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger holds it, goes to Schwinka in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Schwinka hits a tough shot there for St. Cecilia. He's got 17 in the ball game. And it is now 52 to 36. Again, a 16-point lead for the Hawks. Avelina has got the ball. Now to Schmidt, top of the key. Schmidt looks to drive it against Kosbrick. Spins to the free throw line. Has to give it up to the far sideline. Really threw it out of bounds. Chmielka saves it. Now they get it to Clark in the lane. Back outside, Avelina for three. Shots way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Dalton's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead to Schwinka, and we got a whistle and a foul on the way in. A personal is going to go here on Chmielka of David City. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on David City here in the second half of play. Kosbrick checks out. Here comes Gettert into the ball game now. Hamburger is going to check out. And back in is going to be Joe Ryan. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They get it out here to Seeley. Seeley comes across the top as they get it to Ryan. Now to Gettert on the baseline to Stirrup as he holds it. Now to Gettert on the wing on the right side. Gettert dribbles once. Comes out to Joe Ryan. 2:10 to play. St. Cecilia leading by 16. Seeley angles in from the right wing. His shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected. It is loose. It's picked up by Seeley. Now to Stirrup. Now to the free throw line to Schwinka. His shot no good. Cut try is good by Seeley. Dalton Seeley just gets his hands on it and puts it down through the hole. That is now 54 to 36. St. Cecilia leading by 18 points with a 1:47 left. Here's a shot up and in by Schmidt. Aaron Schmidt now with 13 in the ballgame. 54 to 38. We'll name our player of the game after the contest tonight and our coach's postgame show, hopefully. St. Cecilia going to win the district championship here tonight unless the roof caves in. We're down to a minute 30 to go. Bo Schwinka comes out here in the 3-point territory to Joe Ryan down in the corner to get it. And now we got a whistle, and we have got a timeout here from St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher calls the timeout with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 54 and David City 38.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to wrap up the C1 District 3 championship here tonight. The Hawks have a 16-point lead, 54-38. This ball game was close at halftime, 25-20 in favor of St. Cecilia, but the Hawks then come out and score the first 11 points of the second half. You go out on top by 16, 36-20. David City chopped into the lead, headed down to 8 points at one time, but St. Cecilia has got it back up to respectable here, a 16-point lead in the final stages of this ballgame. Here's Dalton Steele, pass down low, Gettert grabs it, goes up, his shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Paul Gettert gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal of the ballgame, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play with a minute and 10 seconds to play in the contest. It's now 56-38 in favor of the Hawks. Simon Ostrander in. Matt Kissinger is going to come in. Schwenke, Steele coming to the bench. Jordan Consbrook is going to come back in. And Sturrup will come to the bench. The last foul went on Aaron Schmidt. That's going to be his third. 56-38. Get her to the free throw line. And his shot is up there. The shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Clark of David City. So the Hawks lead by 18 points. They lob it inside to Clark. Gets around Consbrook. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play by Jordan Consbrook. Second foul of Jordan. Going to the free throw line will be Jared Clark. He has got 11 points in the contest tonight for David City. Aaron Schmidt, their leading scorer tonight, he has got 13. The check that Seth Behrens has got 14 points for David City. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Clark. He's now 1 out of 3 from the line. Only 3 guys have scored for David City tonight. And now head coach Courtney Couch is going to make some of the substitutions as well. St. Cecilia is going to win this one. We've got a minute to play. 56-38. Shot from the line is up and in by Clark. So David City is going to finish out their year here at 16-8. They have a good fight in the first half, but St. Cecilia just too much for them to handle here tonight. Simon Ostrander has got the ball for St. Cecilia down the near sideline. Behind a screen from Sheehy. Takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cody Tagey. He's into the ballgame now for David City. The Taylor Johnson, or rather a Tyler Johnson, out there for the Scouts. Gets it to Kimendo. On top of the key to Glock. For 3, it's not good. Ryan Glock nails the 3 ball, so he becomes the 4th David City Scout to score in this basketball game. It's now 56-39, 25 seconds to play in this one. Here's Simon Ostrander with the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes to the near sideline. The Chase Bassett is into the ball game. Out of Ostrander, fakes the 3, spins out here just inside the ring. Throws it back outside to Matt Kissinger. We're down to 9 seconds to go. Kissinger, now to Ostrander, just stands on the far sideline. Ostrander dribbles with the ball. White flag going up, and this one is over. Hastings St. Cecilia, the district champions in C1 District 3 here tonight as they knock out the Scouts out of David City. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 56 and David City 42. So the Hawks will move on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln coming up next week. And after the win tonight, St. Cecilia will probably be the number one seed in Class C1 next week. St. Cecilia will go to 22-1 on the season as they beat David City tonight by 14 points. Final score, St. Cecilia 56, David City 42. You're listening to high school basketball.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight here in Boys High School Basketball Class C1 District 3 Championship. They knock off David City by a score of 56-42. Hawks led 12-8 at the end of the first quarter, 25-20 at halftime. And then St. Cecilia scores the first 11 points of the second half. They go out on top by 16 at 36-20. David City closed it back down to 8 points at 36-28. But St. Cecilia had a 12-point advantage going into the fourth quarter at 42-30. St. Cecilia just maintained that double-digit lead. David City never got it down to below 10 points in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia goes on to win tonight by 14, 56-42. So the Hawks are now 22-1 on the season. They'll move on to the boys' state tournament next week. David City drops to 16 wins and 8 losses on the season. Their year is over after losing here in the district championship ball game. St. Cecilia getting 21 points in the ball game tonight from Zach Stirrup, 17 points from Bo Schwenka, 6 points for Dalton Seeley, 4 for Joe Ryan, 4 for Jordan Consbrook, 2 for Phil Hamburger, and 2 for Paul Gennert. St. Cecilia unofficially 9 out of 15 from the free throw line in the ball game here tonight. David City was 11 out of 15 from the charity stripe. They were led by Seth Behrens, who had 14 points. Aaron Schmidt had 13. Jared Clark had 12 points. And only one other guy scored. That was Brian Guak. He had 3. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in the Class C1 District 3 Championship. The final score, St. Cecilia 56 and David City 42. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the district championship here tonight in Aurora as they knock off David City by a score of 56-42. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, big performances from Zach Stirrup, Bo Schwenka in the ball game here tonight. Zach had 21 points in the ball game with 6 in the first half and 15 more in the second half of play. Bo Schwenka hit for 9 points in the first half and 8 more in the second half. Dalton Seeley had well below his average tonight, but still ran a smart ball game out there for St. Cecilia tonight. Come up with 6 points in the contest, a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws in the ball game. And I think one guy really dominated the entire 32 minutes in the ball game here tonight. He will be our player of the game. We'll come back and tell you about that right after this.
relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be the big guy inside, Zach Stirrup, a 6'10" junior. As Stirrup scores 21 points in the basketball game here tonight, he had 6 in the first half and had 15 more in the second half. To go along with that, he had 11 rebounds and 8 block shots. He was just 3 blocks shy of a triple-double here tonight. But Zach Stirrup with 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 block shots, he will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off David City by the score of 56-42. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
We're back at the Aurora Sports Complex here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a win over David City, the final score of 56-42. Again, the Hawks led from start to finish there tonight, led 12-8 after the end of the first quarter, 25-20 at halftime, 42-30 after three quarters, and again, Hastings St. Cecilia with a win tonight over David City to score 56-42. So the Hawks improved to 22 wins and one loss on the season. David City will wrap up their year with a mark of 16 wins and 8 losses. St. Cecilia qualifies for the Boys State High School basketball tournament that gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. We'll take our break. Coach is on his way up here. We'll hear from head coach Kevin Asher when we come back right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over David City by a score of 56-42 as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations. A little iffy there for a while, but your guys really came out as much strong in the second half.
Yeah, I thought we played a really great second half. The first half I thought we played well in spurts, and that gave us, you know, the lead that we had at half, 5 points or whatever it was. But, you know, we just weren't quite in a rhythm offensively, you know, the – when you miss a few jump shots, which we're not a jump shooting team, and we had some attacks at the basket, but, you know, we just settled for some shots that I thought, you know, just probably weren't the best shots. But, you know, that's basketball, and the kids adjusted at halftime and really went deep into the post. And then, you know, I don't even know if we made a three-pointer the whole night outside of that first one and didn't shoot any. So, you know, they just kept hammering away. So definitely a good win for our kids, and we're proud of them.
And I think he shot to 25% in the first quarter after shooting 64% in the two ball games of the sub-district. We kind of talked about the hot shooting in the pregame. We kind of jinxed him there in the first half.
Yeah, it all comes down to shot selection. And, you know, Zach had a couple that just rimmed in and out. I mean, they were pretty good shots for him, and you know, a couple, you know, Dalton short armed one, and Paul Gettert missed a couple 12 footers, you know, that he hit the other night. So when a kid hits a shot, sometimes they think, well, that's the best shot out there. And you know, once we were a little cold, you know, they're a good enough basketball team that they're going to hang right with you. And so you know, made some few adjustments in the second half, try to go inside a little bit more, try to get a little more movement in half court, and, you know, take them out of their game. And I noticed they took a lot of quick shots in the third quarter once we stretched that lead to 12 to 14 points.
And you scored the first 11 points of the third quarter, probably the turning point of the ball game right there, is that you pretty well maintain that lead after that.
Yeah, once you stretch it to that, then it puts a lot of pressure on the other team to just try to keep constantly attacking, and they weren't very patient. So, you know, maybe we weren't patient early in the game, and then they were patient in the third quarter, and we were just good enough in there, you know, to hit some shots in the fourth quarter to kind of put it away, you know, get up 16 points. But, you know, David City's got a good team, and every team this time of year is really going to give you their best shot. You know, they're not going to lay down or anything like that, so you got to give them a lot of credit. But, you know, our kids are really proud of this district title, and now we get to go on to Lincoln.
Zach had 18 points tonight, 11 rebounds, 8 block shots. Not too shabby.
No, he's playing well at both ends of the floor, and I'm really proud of the way he plays defense because, you know, he's keeping himself out of foul trouble, and he's probably changing somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 15 shots tonight. You know, he's getting 8 blocks. He's rebounding well. He's playing strong. He's playing through the contact, all the double teams, and tonight he split a couple double teams, you know, that he hasn't done, you know, a lot of that this year. So he's got a little bit better mindset as we enter this postseason and stuff. So hopefully that carries over down to Lincoln.
And Bo Schwinker had the 11 and 13 points in the two ball games last week. Tonight he comes up with 17. So seems like with the postseason here, he's starting to turn on the switch.
You know, you're right. He's a senior, and, you know, they're Paul's had big games. Dalton's had big games, you know. So we got 4 solid weapons offensively, and then Joe Ryan never makes a mistake on offense. So we're just those 5 kids are playing well together at the right time of the year. And Bo Schwinka, you just can't say enough. His work ethic's unmatched at the practice, and then he comes in and he proves it on the floor.
Talking about our defense on their big guys, Clark and Schmidt, they scored points tonight, 12 and 13 respectively, but for the most part, you guys really kept those guys under control.
We did, and until we let, you know, the
Barron's kid,
the 6'6 kid,
yeah,
he goes baseline on us, and we're, you know, the scouting report says, don't let him turn to the baseline side, don't let him turn to the baseline side. So we finally deny the pass, and they get whistled for a foul. So, you know, just did a great job on them. They're averaging 30 points a game, 20 rebounds between the two of them, and anytime you can hold them below their averages, you're going to make it tough. I don't know what the Barron's kid ended up with. He started out well, but he didn't get much in the second
14,
half.
Had 14 points altogether, 10 in the first half and only 4 in the second half. So it's a safe to say with a win tonight, you move on to the boys' state tournament night. After the win tonight, something we kind of expected, but now you're officially in to the state tourney here tonight. And just a quick look ahead, obviously, competition is going to be tough next week.
Yeah, it is. You know, anytime you get down to the final 16 teams, you're just like, wow, and we've had a great opponent in Wilbur Claytonia. Now it's down to 8, and it could be a rematch with Wilbur. It could be Wahoo Newman. It could be Takema Herman. I really don't know exactly if we're the 1 or 2 seed. I figure us in as the 1. But because Shattern has a Class B game going on tonight that has big numbers on them. So, you know, but like you look at that and you can say, well, you can look at your bracket, but you go down to Lincoln, a lot of things can happen. I mean, and the only factor that I think we have on our side is that we have experience. We've been down there 3 straight years. This will be the 4th straight year for these kids. They understand what we have to go into. Now, we just have to understand that everybody out there wants a piece of that title. So you've got to make sure you are preparing here in the next 8 to 10 days for a state championship and not just a joyride.
Yeah, obviously you guys are going to have the bullseye on your chest here in Class C1.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of nice things said about our kids. Now, we've got to minimize that here at home so that our kids understand. You know, they've had a good season, and they've done everything that's asked of them here in the last couple of years by winning a couple state championships. But that isn't going to hand you anything. I don't think that the trophy's engraved or anything like that. It will be a battle. I mean, there's 8 worthy teams of being there, and somebody's going to play well for 3 straight days, and that team's going to be champions.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks winning tonight 56-42. Final numbers on the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia was 14 out of 26 from the field for 54%. David City was 9 out of 23, actually 15 out of 46. They were 15 out of 46 for 37%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 1 out of 4 for 25%, and David City was 2 out of 7 for 29%. Rebound, St. Cecilia, 39 to 24 over David City tonight. St. Cecilia had 11 offensive boards compared to 4 for David City, but 39 rebounds for St. Cecilia, 24 for David City. Hawks turned the ball over 12 times tonight, 9 for David City. St. Cecilia with 4 steals compared to 2 for David City. St. Cecilia had 8 block shots, nothing for David City. So again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight, 56-42. The Hawks will play in the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Tomorrow night, we've got the Great Plains Athletic Conference Women's Basketball Championship to decide. It'll be number one ranked Hastings taking on third ranked Northwestern. Airtime will be at 6:45 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the tip-off from Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia 56, David City 42. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, for the producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Tyler Moffitt. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Aurora.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings linked to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
CBS News on the hour, every hour, 1230 KHAS.